medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for personal care. If you have or you suspect you might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of this radio show or their sponsors.
Good afternoon and welcome to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we also have with us the beautiful Sabre and Carol. Listeners, I would first like to thank you for your time and listening support. I'd also like to thank our sponsors very much. Our show today is on detoxing, and as we are a show on energy healing, I just don't think we're going to be talking about juicing. So now I'd like to introduce you to the inspirational healer. This show is absolutely all about Atana. You've heard his music and you'll continue to hear his music throughout the broadcast. He is an author, musician, master healer, an international teacher. But what makes him really special is that he created a method to help as many people on their healing journeys as possible. It's called the Atana Method. And the easiest way to find this is to Google or look at his website, atanamethod.com. And now I would like to introduce you to this incredible human being, Atana. Hello, Atana.
Hello, wonderful being. Hello, wonderful beings and listeners. Everybody on the show, of course, Carol and Sabre. And we love every one of our producers as well.
Yes, we do. We have a good time on this show. I think when we're not with us, when we're off air, we have some good laughs as well. It's a fun program to be part of. Atana, this topic obviously is, you know, in the health word, detoxing, there's juice detoxes, there's, you know, water fasts, there's all this stuff. But when we're talking at an energy level, we are talking so much more. We are talking about detoxing on multi levels of bodies, and I'd love for you to go into that. And then I'd also like to talk about the potential of this and why is detoxing even important beyond the body?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, we have to look at how is our system functioning once it's in perfect working condition. And we have to also look at our system at how much we really can deal with at the same time, how we have these complex systems in place, even just the digestive system, even just the energy systems that we have in place that can connect us to our unlimitedness. And when we go into an understanding that we're unlimited energy beings, then it can make more sense for you to look into how many parasitic energies can we really attract. Now think about in the past, people would have said addictions, for example, were entities. In the past, people actually recognized addictions or beings that would cause a depletion of life force, and they would recognize this, and they would prescribe literally prayers to get rid of these attachments. Now think in terms of heavy metals, environmental pollution, and now think about if that's happening in the environment, how much more likely that's happening emotionally and mentally and even spiritually and even energetically. And so when you get to this understanding that there are more dimensions than what we see, and you start really detoxing, let's say with a juice fast, and you're clearing your system out, you bring more enzymes in your system, you bring more life force in your system, then you will get sooner or later to this place where you connect with releasing parasites, toxic energies. Now, toxic energies and parasites could be also human interactions with other people that are still parasitically making us, for whatever reason, suppress our life force, or that we feel depleted when we're around these people. And there's a reason, there's an understanding for this, and we have to recognize what is our association to it. What is our, what is the script? What is the play? What's the narrative when we are in a place where we are accumulating more toxins? And now look at the empath. An empath is a person that picks up literally emotional energy from situations or from people. And an empath can actually feel what another person feels like or what another person goes through. And when they just pick that up, just running that memory or that experience to their system makes them literally compromised and soak that energy up like a sponge. So that can be toxic. And so we have to find a way how to detox that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about empaths these days, you know, more and more on social media and everything. I think more people are just becoming aware. I heard a really interesting thing to say that it's also been part of the astrological time that we're in Pisces. So it'll be interesting now to see, we're moving into Aries, what happens with the empaths. but just moving back to that for a minute, Atana, that is interesting because, you know, a lot of people are aware of energy vampires. I didn't actually, I wasn't aware that addictions were said prayers for in the past. This sort of toxic, dense energy, can you talk about it being part of these energy bodies, please? Because I'm sure some of our listeners might not even be aware that there are multiple energy bodies.
Yes. Well, we are all aware that we have a emotional body, we have a mental body, we have a spiritual body, and a physical body, of course, and we have an astral body that's like an energy body. And a lot of people are probably also aware about an aura that's around all of these bodies and the seven chakras. Now, when you think about detoxing, think about if somebody is toxic on one level, on the physical level, most likely it started in the energy. It started on the energy level, then they got mentally polluted or toxic, then they got emotionally toxic, then they might have gotten even spiritually toxic, and then the last expression of that is the physical. Then they got physical toxins. So whenever you work on detoxing, you have to consider all of these bodies. Otherwise, you leave one of these systems still intact, and what's going to happen is like a seed that you leave in there, and it will grow right back to the tree that it was.
Well, that's really interesting because most people just focus on the physical body. That's where the focus is because that's what people can see. But, you know, getting – so what you're really saying is if you don't start at the root, if you're not starting at that astral level or that psychic level or even the emotional level, that physical ailment will return at some point.
Not just ailment. I mean, it could be that, you know, by the grace of the divine that everything works out just perfectly fine or that it's being processed as an epiphany. You know how sometimes you just can have an epiphany. You say, you know, why was I doing it this way? I can do it this way or that way. And, it's literally two epiphanies that we can change our lives, but change happens when you get to the point of the turn of the tip of critical mass. Let's say you already detox the physical body, then you go into detoxing the mental body, and that might be enough to keep that momentum going that the emotional body also starts detoxing.
Mm.
Right? Once you get a momentum into this and you start, let's say you want to really detox and you start a detox program for 4 weeks, and after 4 weeks you decide, you know what, I'm going to make this part of my diet. And once you make this part of your diet, it becomes your lifestyle, right? And that moment when you make that decision is like where it tips because now it's going to become part of your daily experience, of your mind, of your emotional experience where you actually go and you find that healthy vegetables or foods that you want to utilize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you've really got it. Then this is where your work comes in. So once you've done that lifestyle, because I think people can find a lot of information about that quite easily, there is stuff out there. But mm-hmm. where I find your work comes in at a whole different level. Like, for example, this morning I've been lying in bed here because my child woke up with a fever in the middle of the night. Then I've been doing all your healing hand positions, not only on myself, but then on him in the bed to help, because he won't take medicine. He refuses to take medicine, absolutely. And even if I put it in his water, he's only two, he says to me, "Disgusting, Mummy, this is disgusting. This has got medicine in it." That's what he says. So I'm using these healing hand positions, and that's a whole different level of working with the body and healing and helping that fever to detox. That's what I see it as.
That's
the stuff that I'm really interested in exploring today, is this dive into that. That's what I'm really interesting to explore for our listeners today. So before we jump in there, we are going to go to a very short break. And then we're going to jump back in and we're going to explore that area together with Carol and Sabre, who are also on the line. Thanks, listeners. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back, listeners, to Let's Talk Healing. We are discussing detoxing, and we're going to dive right back into this conversation with Atana. We have just touched on a little bit about changing your lifestyle, building good habits in to help with a detoxing on a physical level, and now we're going to dive in and speak about the stuff that I think Atana is just the master of, which is the energy aspect, and that is not just part of this lifetime, it's part of many lifetimes and multiple universes as well. So Atana, let's dive in right there, because this is quite a fascinating aspect for me at least, and I'm sure for many other people, of detoxing. Could you speak to that a little bit for me, please?
Well, think about the energy that we carry, even as memories from the past that we have experienced. That is as a memory memorized somewhere in our system. Now, energy, it relates to metals, for example, are great conductors for energy. Water is a great conductor for energy. And so we are made up of so much water, and you can imagine how much information a person is expressing when a person cries. Just to a cry, just to a tear, when people release a tear, truly crying, they found out that there's so much information in terms of the crystals that are being literally expelled from the system. It's almost like a detox by itself when people cry or when they laugh. And now think about the memories that we still hold from past life. All the toxic experiences, the dysfunctional experiences that we still hold even from this lifetime, just from upbringing. These are toxic emotions. These are toxic thoughts. These are even toxic spiritual experiences that are affecting us in a way that affects the physical body. Now, if you just go in that field and then you go before that, there's an energy memory, there's an energy blueprint of that where it's being memorized in the motherboard, so to speak. And we have to see if that slows down the computer, the computing system, if it's compromising it or not. If it's compromising our day-to-day function, then we have to dive deeper and we have to start clearing these energy patterns so we can utilize it for whatever we have to do staying focused in today. Specifically, when you think about a regular computer, just think what a computer needs on a month-to-month basis. You need basically an upgraded software system, an operating system that's updated so it's up to date with what's happening right now on the planet. Just think about even the security, right? And that psychic protection that a human needs. Now think about life is evolving, and so is the internet. So in order for you to be protected, you have to get your updates. And the same happens with you applying yourself in daily life. You have to be ready to live with these new downloads or uploads that are coming in. And if you don't have computing power, because you're running out of memory, because you're holding on to so much of the past, then you cannot really get that upload because you have that limited memory. You have that limited hard drive space. And when that happens, you are not going to participate because you can literally not go online because you're running into the risk that you get damaged. So, and in that way and form, you want to make sure that you once in a while do like this reconfiguration of your heart hardware or even the memory, your whole system. And then what happens to energy work, you basically readjusting, reconfiguring your system so it can actually stay accurate and focused. And you get your the update and software update really that we need. And it's very much as simple as that, because we are constantly refined. We're constantly upgraded from our source. We're constantly improved. And for that, the only responsibility we have is we have to have that hard drive in place so it stays open and has the most gigabytes, terabytes, or universal bytes available, you know.
Do you know what? It is, what you've just summed up is so true, and I've never thought about that. But we are, I guess, evolving as a planet in just lightning speed, I feel, these days. And we do need these upgrades. And I guess, it is part of that detoxing process to create the space for that new upgrade. Atana, you always come up with the best analogy. I love them. I just think at this moment, they're always good. Carol, I'm just going to quickly jump to you because that analogy Atana's just used is incredibly clear and I think really sums up what this process is about. How are you first, Carol? Are you well?
Oh, thank you. I am. I'm very well today.
Good. So I'd love to hear a little bit about the detoxing process that you do in your work. And I'm sure you see some very toxic individuals that really would like something different for themselves. I'd love to hear a little bit about what you do with it.
Okay, sure. Well, first, I think that I don't know if this term is out there or not, but it sounds to me like Atana just brought in a new term called unibytes. Right? Like we all got to go out and get unibytes for our memory, you know, for our motherboard. Universal, chips here. But it is. That was a great analogy. And I see it like, you know how in the, how they talk about receptors in our bodies and certain medicines, and you hear like on commercials that, you know, like we want this receptor, this medicine works because it matches up with this receptor and so on. And that's a different way to look at this toxicity that goes on, because I think that what we have when people come in, they have like certain receptors lined up to the toxicity in their world. And so if they're like with a toxic environment mentally or emotionally, we kind of get, like Atana was talking about, where we store these memories. And so the body starts saying, well, this must be, okay, you've brought this memory up multiple times now, so this must be important to you. So we'll like create a receptor for it. And so when you're out and about in the day and a similar emotion is in your path, you know, whether it's you watch something or somebody says something to you or whatever, it's kind of like the energy of that emotion finds that receptor in your system. You know, it has a match. And so that's how I see a way that we continue to get toxic, because we have these, you know, in some way we're receptive to bringing in that that toxic energy. And so when we can find the receptor and say, okay, I think, you know, thank you, we don't really need you anymore, and we can clear the receptor from the body, whatever body it's in, then when they encounter that toxic circumstance, then it doesn't find a place to land in your system.
So can you give me an example, please, Carol? Like, are you saying, let's just say somebody really has a problem with, look, just if you could give us a concrete example, I think that would really help our listeners today, please.
Okay, sure. So say that through a difficult childhood, somebody has experienced self-loathing a lot of times. And so maybe as a child, they were shamed, and a lot of bad experiences happened, and they grew to just to not feel good about themselves. And so it's like that the receptors get, you know, because you keep feeling that. So then when an opportunity comes up for that experience to be experienced again, it's like it could be something that's not even a self-loathing thing, like maybe somebody walked by and was thinking about something else, and so they didn't say hello. But the person who has the self-loathing as a memory chip in their system says, oh, that didn't feel good because that person didn't say hi to me. And so they search their system, like, what does this match up to? And they have so many self-loathing receptors because they've been feeling this way all their life that it like easily matches up to those self-loathing receptors. Does that make sense? That's like a place to land.
Yes, it does.
And so, but to the person experiencing it, they're seeing it as, well, you know, this person walked by and didn't say hi to me, so that's a reason to feel that way. And then in the grocery store, this happened, and that's a reason to feel this way. So they may not see it as the root of, they have this whole system that's being receptive to that energy coming in of self-loathing.
But right.
That's what we can do in the energy work, is find that energetic root to it and clear the receptors.
And that is so powerful to be able to do that. Because
that's,
I think you can go years. I think that's amazing, because, you know, I think people can go to years and years and years of, you know, counseling, or go to see the psychologist, and can come to Atana. This is my own experience. And literally, Atana, or Carol, we've never done a session together, but mm-hmm. I'm sure it would work the same. You can literally come and work on a problem you might have spoken about for 5 years with the psychologist, and the Atana method seems to be able to get to the bottom of that and clear it out.
Absolutely.
Sometimes in a session, it's very interesting the way that it works. Okay, thank you for sharing that. That was quite a clear picture, or I could visualize what you're speaking about. Atana, just quickly on that, can you explain a little bit more about how that works on a larger level, like, and why is that important? So if Carol's working with somebody on self-loathing, why is that important on a gross level, or often in a term, that mundane level of the larger picture? Why is that important?
Well, self-loathing gets you to a place where you feel you're not worthy. And if you're not worthy, your self-worth, your self-esteem, your self-love is compromised. And when your self-worth is compromised, then it's messing with your prosperity. It's messing with how you get paid. Literally how you get paid and how much you get paid literally hangs on that. Now, think about it this way. And if you can identify that early enough and you can help a person change that right from the root cause, that can, of course, illuminate that person's perspective moving forward. First of all the way back, why were there so many situations where why that person settled for things instead of like, why? And it falls all of a sudden like it's like a domino game, you know, like these dominoes that you set up and all of a sudden all of them fall, and then you have this amazing maze that's going on, and every little domino piece falls down and creates like this big experience, this big epiphany. Now think about, once you get the insight, once you have that one gold nugget, this one piece, this right piece, and you pull that, you activate that, then it will go back to all the past situations in your life where you were self-loathing, where you were not fully stepping into your self-worth. And like an epiphany, it will literally start to transform all the way back. And like a domino piece that you put in motion, it will go all the way back and also clear that, because now you're realizing the pattern. Now you can go even deeper. You can realize, why did I have that pattern? Who did I saw this pattern being lived or dynamically expressed that in my immediate environment? Was it in my family? Was it in my neighborhood? Was it my aunt? Was it my mother, my father? And then you can go and start clearing this. Then you can start working with the self-worth. Now you're working on very deep core issues that, of course, once you start changing them, your immediate reality will change.
I guess this work, you know, doing this, we're like building an army of people that are going to go and live in Saber's Love Town. Everyone is going to be so amazingly, so amazingly cleared and detoxed. You know, this is the way that we can really impact the world in such a powerful way. Because people are resonating at a level where they can solve problems and come up with amazing solutions that comes from a place of genuine, or the place that you call oneness, Satana, which, you know, really that heart-centered connectedness to all of life. But just on that note, we're gonna have a quick break, and we're gonna come back, and I'm gonna bring in the wonderful Saber, and we're gonna have a little bit of a chat about how her love town is coming along. Anyway, we'll be right back in a minute, listeners. Thank you. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we are discussing detoxing. It's a big topic, and we are speaking with Carol and Atana, and of course, the lady we haven't heard much from today, Saber. Good afternoon, Saber. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm much better now that I'm here talking to everybody. I've been busting all week. How is Love Town shaping up?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've been working on Love Town for 10 years, so, girl, you just wait.
The vision's going to come along.
Oh, my vision's already down on paper. We're drawing architectural drawings and land drawings, and I'm thinking about what's the best way to make a place look awesome without it stealing our energy, and I'm working hard on this. Someday
this is good.
Yes, living in Love Town Haven, that's for sure.
So listen, today we're talking about detoxing, and it's a giant topic, and Carol just gave us a great example of how somebody has this at a a programming, an emotional programming level. I'd love to hear from you a little bit about as well as how this impacts you and your clients. I mean, you know, technology springs to mind as such a vast area that people are burdened upon. Can you just speak a little bit about that, please?
Sure. Well, as an empath, a very seriously sensitive empath, as Atana was speaking about, one of the major components that I have to detox on a daily, sometimes hourly basis is with my cell phone and my emails and such. And I want to just start with texting, okay? Texting was given to us by higher dimensional beings because texting at the core is really communicating with telepathy, right? So in 100 years from now, we're going to be commuting telepathically. Most of us already do that, right? Oh, I was thinking of my mom and she called. Oh, I was just thinking about you and you're here. And we're already starting to do it. But to get everybody on a mass scale, learning how to be telepathic, that's why text was given to us, okay? And we took it and ran with it so far that it's hurting us now, right? And leave it to us to overdo something, right? We're trying to be balanced, so we always overdo things, right? So.
Yeah.
So what I want you to be mindful of, when you text someone or when you email someone, you open up an energetic vortex, if you will, or a cord with them. And that is open, right, until you close it, okay? So if you look at your phone right now and you have 50 texts and you've got several different conversations going on at one time, and then tomorrow you do the same thing and the next thing and the next day, and before you know it, you're having 1,000 conversations. Your energy field is having 1,000 conversations at one time, and no wonder why you're so damn tired, right? So One of the things that you have to do is clear your text and emails, and not just deleting it, literally saying, I delete this out loud, or with your mind's eye, I delete this, with my heart, I delete this, right? And things that are important to you, you know, you got to have them on your phone for later dates. That's okay. But at some point, you want to delete that too, right? So you don't want to be on the phone with 10,000 people at one time, right? You'll go crazy. It's the same thing with text and emails, and people don't realize it. And I started getting so sick, literally sick and tired, but just so run down. I just kept thinking, what is this? I'm trying to figure out what this is. And my guide said, it's the emails and the text. And I went through and I deleted most of what I need to delete. And I also started saying to people, I'm taking a break from texting. It might be a week, it might be a month, but I'm taking a break. Please don't take it personal. I love you, but I need a break. And you wouldn't believe how much better I felt, and also how much inspiration it invoked in other people who were having the same issue. And serious, give it a try. You wouldn't believe how wonderful it feels.
It's really interesting because I think a lot of people have technology detoxes where they, you know, don't look at the internet and Facebook. But I'd never thought about the texting part. You're right, you know, it does take away a lot of your attention. I think my personal opinion is I think people are addicted to distractions, which then takes them away from what they should be doing. I just see this everywhere. There is not, you go past the bus stop, every single person is on their smartphone looking at something down there while the world is going past. It's quite incredible the way that it's infiltrated our lives
as a vampire. It's energy, right? It's almost like it is an addiction, and so you have to really start minding this. And
honestly, last week my kids got in trouble. I grounded their little butts all week from electronics, okay? And they're all from school, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know. And I, you know, I'll admit I use it as a babysitter sometimes, you know, I'm working three jobs and I'm a full-time mom. I take care of a house. I do all of this at the same time, and sometimes it helps. And I was thinking to myself, oh God, they're not going to be able to go on their iPads all week. What am I going to do if I need some time to myself or when I need a second that I need to get something done? And I tell you, my kids were so well behaved. They listened to me. They didn't fight all week. They were so helpful. The energy changed within the home and our family. It was unreal. And I'm always, you know, I'm not the quietest person. And so my boys are not the quietest people either. And we didn't yell all week. It was like they heard me, right? They heard me better. And yeah, and so I'm going to get to the bottom of that. I'm going to work on that some more and see where that goes. But, you know, everything needs to be done in balance. And we're way, you know, if you're empathic and you're working on listening to your heart and working with other people, trying to get to another level, just like anything else, you've got to take it one step at a time. You can't just bombard yourself 100%, 100% of the time, you know?
No.
And it's, yes. And it really, there was something else that I noticed too, and I've been doing this for years, and I'm going to give you guys a little trick you can do, okay? So when we're talking about electronic vampirism, okay? When you go and buy something at Target, or you go and buy a house, you go to the bank, you go get your gas, whatever it is, okay? We're using all those debit cards, okay? And when those debit cards, a whole list comes out, you know, you need to agree to this, you need to agree to that. There's a whole list of things that you're agreeing to that you have no idea what you're agreeing to. The fine print is so fine, you wouldn't believe it, okay? And so a lot of these major companies know this, and they know when you sign on that dotted line, you're saying, basically, I give my ass over to you. You can do whatever you want with my energy, okay? So what I started doing was I would sign my name, and at the end of my name, I put a little geometric shape, okay? And my guide showed me this shape, and it looked esoteric, very beautiful, but every time I sign my name, it's nobody notices it, never. No one's ever commented on it, but I know what it is. It says, when I put this symbol here, you cannot harvest or harbor my energy when I agree to buying your gas or putting my mortgage with you or buying this at Target. Whatever it is, you cannot take my energy, okay? And when you do that, it's so simple, right? You could draw a circle with a line through it, or draw a square, or draw a star, or, you know, whatever. Be creative. Whatever your heart says. But know that when you, it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing, when you draw that symbol, it says, hands off my energy field. And when you say that, you say that to the universe, no, right? I declare that you're not allowed to do this. And I actually, the angels gave me a name for it. They called it the electronic declaration of soul. And so they have been, yeah. And so this is something I've been doing for almost 8 years now. And not one person has ever asked me about that symbol at the end of my name. Never. And I make it
big, too. They're probably too scared. They're thinking, gosh, we don't want to ask this lady what that is.
Yes. Who's this witchy woman? What the hell is she doing?
I know. Next has some line. Spells
next
on us.
Line. Here we go. You know? Number 55.
Go. Thank you for sure. I'm going to do that. I'm going to go down to the bank and draw like some sort of weird looking symbol at the end of my
That's a great idea, actually. It's a great great ending to where you say this ends here until that point energetically, and it's very effective, because if you declare this to the universe, to the multiverse, then of course it has power. And you can also, of course, you can protect yourself from the electromagnetics as well. like with this amazing stone, shungite, you know. And when you have this electronic pollution even in your system, or even with the cell phones when you're dealing with, there's so much happening on so many dimensions that some of it we may be aware, but there's so many dimensions, you would have to dive into all of these dimensions to really see and know what's happening. And we have our wonderful stone friends to support us with this as well, because there now is so much radiation, literally from these wireless towers and from the cell phones and wireless networks. It's very important to protect your auric field, your energy field. And it's so interesting how even now the government tries to remind the diplomats in other countries if they get actually dizzy or so, because they're being most likely being attacked by sonic pulses. Just get this, sonic pulse, just by sound.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Embassies around the world.
I just wanted to quickly talk on that. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I interrupted you. After you.
Yeah, and so the U.S. embassies, they're putting this as a memo out for everybody who works in the U.S. embassies everywhere around the world. If you feel dizzy or you lost your memory for a moment, you're most likely being attacked by a sonic pulse, you know.
Wow.
And that's not like, science fiction. There's actually systems out there that actually attack your electromagnetic presence. And by doing that, you can imagine, just think about how when you have a middle ear infection, you just have vertigo and you can't do nothing but just laying in bed and everything spins. So we have to make sure that our magnetic field, that our magnetic force is in balance. And a lot of the access points are mentally, visually, listening, sound. And what are we doing on a day-to-day basis that looks harmless to us? We have to understand the depth of what we're really doing and how we're really interacting with the universe or with the multiverse.
It's pretty full on, and that whole thing about the electricity towers, I mean, we could do a whole topic on that. We actually might, we might do a topic just on that, We'll do a topic on that, because that is so enormous, and look, we've got to cut to an ad break right now. When we jump back in afterwards, we might just touch on it a little bit more. So listeners, just stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment to Let's Talk Healing and this continuing this discussion on detoxing. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing, listeners. Today's show is about detoxing. It's been a really juicy topic. And we have Atana with us. If anybody wants to know how to access him, simply Google him. He is so many places. Otherwise, you can find him on his website, atanamethod.com. On that website, you'll find access to all of his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype. There's information about his group and online training, books, music, the amazing 1 months. You can download them and listen to them. They're incredible. I listen to them every single week. And you can also find links to his YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram. He is everywhere. And just on that, there's also information about his crystal store, which is an incredible place. And actually, Atana, right near my front door here, actually, in my house, I have this beautiful self-healing citrine. It's called a self-healing stone because it's sort of spliced with another one. And as I've read on your web from some of your articles that you've written about self-healing stones and what they mean, I really feel like that stone has supported me in so much of my own detoxing in my life. And I'd love you to just speak a little bit more about the power of stones and how they can help support people.
Yeah, and by the way, we're going to open a second store in East Nashville by mid-June. Mm-hmm. And the stonework and working with gemstones and crystals for supporting people in their transformation, it's one of my real passions, because I love how a stone with a gemstone, even a crystal, has consciousness and then connects with the person that they're being paired up with. Or when you feel like this is the stone that is the right stone for you. And I love to pair the people with the right healing stone up. It's like I'm a crystal matchmaker. Once I align them and make them that connection available and they can feel it, they start to work together. And I like a whole lot that the person stays in their power instead of like they're having to give their power away. The crystal supports that person in their self-activation and in their self-empowerment and becomes a substantial supporter, but at no point really the person gives their power away. They basically staying focused and utilizing this as a building block of their foundation for their spiritual awakening or enlightenment. And there's so many stones that are supporting us in our groundedness and staying grounded and focused, and also that help us to even detox from the core aspects. There is even stones that you can actually put on your belly button or that you put right on your heart chakra that help you clear your energy field, that help actually detoxing emotions or toxicity. Similar like Irish moss or the seaweed helps you to get out of your thyroids or parathyroids, even radioactivity. Can you imagine? Just seaweed and Irish moss can do this. Now think about when you actually have a stone in your hand and it works with your acupressure points. I love to teach about the stones. I'm going like deeper and deeper into the stone consciousness or higher self of the consciousness of the stones to bring more awareness of how amazing supporters we have like everywhere around. In all parts of the world, you can find all kinds of gemstones. And I love to connect with these areas where you wonder what stone comes from that area when you go to visit, you know. And often it turns out that it's exactly the stone that's required for you, that has these qualities that are required for you at this point in your life, you know. And it's beautiful when you come also to the crystal classes Fridays. They're like 1.5 to 2 hours guided energy stone meditations. And you come in and you're connecting with the quality, with what the stone does. And you're literally getting into a meditation on top of it, and you get to keep your stone. It's like, how much better can it get?
I reckon that sounds pretty good. It's a pity I can't do them online from Australia, those classes. I reckon they sound awesome.
they are. I'm here to tell you, can drive to Nashville. This is, you drive to Nashville for this class. Yes, it's wonderful.
I might have to use some telepathy and, you know, beam myself down there. Atara, this is such a, yeah. You know, I love talking about these stones. You know, if somebody came down today, is there any particular stone that you think is just, you know, a quick one? I know you like to pair them up, and my own experience is when you pair them and you actually do the work to help align that stone to the person's higher consciousness and also to their mm-hmm. to their fullest potential, because that's an amazing skill that you do. But if anyone wants to just go and you know pick up a stone today to help them do some clearing, what would be a couple of stones that would be good ones?
I would like you to pick up a black tourmaline, a blue calcite, and a white stone that's called scolasite, S-C-O, school aside. The rest, you're going to figure it out. School aside. It's a white stone. It's a white stone that literally looks like fiber optic cables running through it. And you can put it under your feet. And it's like these Chinese traditional medicine detox packs that you put underneath your feet. Very similar. It will help pulling out toxins out of your system.
Great. Okay. We are going to have to come to an end, unfortunately, because I feel like we could talk about this topic all day long. So I just really quickly want to go back to Saber. Saber, have you got anything else you'd love to just, we've only got a couple of minutes, but talk about today about detoxing. I know that, you know, you've got a family and you also are a practicing healer and teach, help a huge community as well. Just any more words about detoxing?
Well, you know me, if it's not simple, I'm not doing it. And I want you all to just sit down, hold your hands on your heart, and have a good cry. Because we've really got, we have really got to let go of a lot of this pain and sorrow that we're holding on to for no reason at all. It's not doing us any justice, any good. And we forget that the Creator has given us tears to wash away the pain and the sorrow. And, you know, 71% of the earth is water. And that is such a sign for me that water and saline is just one of the biggest healers. And it's no coincidence that it comes out your eyeballs. So please give yourself the opportunity to heal by just crying and knowing that I love you, we love you, the universe loves you, God and goddesses love you, and you're a special person, and you deserve to be happy, but you also deserve to let go, and we support you through that. And I'm going to do that too when I get off the air, of course. And I'm going to take my own advice today.
Oh, you are a funny thing. Thank you, Saber. That was just great. And I'm going to have like a river flowing out your front door in a minute. Of tears of washing away the pain, which would be great. Carol, just over to you quickly, because you always have so many grounding, wonderful, practical words to say about this process. I just want to come to you next, please.
Yeah, I would just say if there's one simple thing to keep in mind, it's intention. That's one of the basic things that Atana teaches us. So if you just have the intention to purify, to cleanse, to detox, whatever. I have the intention to purify. And if you hold that intention, then the universe is going to deliver new ideas, a concept. You know, they're going to come to you. So just have that intention to detox and purify.
Carol, you always make it so simple. It's just great, and I'm going to take that. I'm going to use that today. Thank you. And now to our wonderful and inspiring man that this whole program is about, Atana. What final words do you have for everybody today on this great topic, detoxing?
I feel we got some really good insights. I'm grateful that we can support you on your journey. I'm grateful that you're allowing us to be part of your healing and awakening journey. These are amazing beings here that are serving. We are grateful. Remember that life is very simple and very easy. This is all about energy, giving and receiving. The more we receive, the more we give. Try not to hold on too much. Let go. Receive. Let go. Receive and give. Receive and give. And stay in that unlimited flow where our hard drive can stay and have as much space as possible. And so that whenever we have this moment where we're upgrading, updating, downloading, that we get to this place where we have more than enough space for the next step in our lives. Because the next step in your life, in our lives, in all of our lives, is starting right now. It's starting today. We are like on this journey and we are ready. We're ready to move forward. And if we don't feel ready, that's fine too. We still have to do it anyway. So just know you have all the support, all the love, all the healing available. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you to our listeners and a big thank you to our sponsors for making this happen, for basically enabling this program to happen today. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good after speaking about detoxing. And we will come back next week with another really interesting program. We look forward to having you all back with us then. Thank you.